Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Motivational speaker, author, strength and conditioning specialist to celebrities. It's Jay Cardiello and the Jay Cardiello Show.
Good afternoon. What if I told you that having just a single laugh can actually improve your health and strengthen your immune system? Well, I got a list load of simple tips to help you increase your health and make you better fit right now. Joining me today is registered dietitian Deborah Grossano. Deborah, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful, Jay. How are you?
I am wonderful. Deborah, I have so many tips, and I know that you have so many for our listeners. And we're going to give them simple things that they could do right now to improve their health, both on the inside and out. And as I mentioned laughter when I was starting off the segment, I always tell people, one of the best ways to decrease stress, strengthen your immune system is to have a laugh. And when I'm coaching parents, when I'm coaching a lot of my clients, I always say make a family date night, at least a minimum of once a month, and rent or just Netflix a happy movie, something a comedy that's going to make you get a laugh, because laughter increases your immune system, but it also decreases your stress. So I'm telling you guys right now, this Friday, whenever it is, make a date night with your family, rent a comedy, and improve your health and strengthen your immune system. Deborah, what do you got for me?
Well, along those lines of laughing, because I do love to laugh and I do love to be a kid, we all need to be a kid again. And so what do I mean by that? There are actually two things you can do to actually be a kid again. The first thing is doodling. And studies have actually shown that when you sit and you doodle, it keeps your brain on task, it improves your concentration, and it helps you to actually retain a lot of information. So it really sharpens your mind. And we know that a lot of famous people out there do this. Past presidents actually doodle, and they've actually made a book of doodling of past presidents. Second thing you can do to be a kid again is actually color. And Jay, what I think is so awesome is that companies have actually come out with adult coloring books that you can find on Amazon. Yeah, it's so cool. And it actually has shown, or studies have shown, that adult coloring can actually reduce stress and be very relaxing. So they have different books for different types of relaxation. But there are some that are more geared to kind of doing it in the evening time to relax you, get you ready for bed. You know, you and I are always talking about how important sleep is and how to shut down at night. But I thought adult coloring is such a fantastic way of doing that. So you can actually go on Amazon, get some coloring books that are geared towards adults, and get a pen and paper out. And I want everyone out there to doodle.
I like that. I think I'm going to get some coloring books for myself, because I always take my son out and we bring the coloring books with him. So I'm going to bring them on I'll bring mine the next time we head to a restaurant. I have another one for you. I want people to start thinking of their body like a car. We go get our oil checked every 3 months. We get our tires rotated, but we don't schedule enough physical exams for ourselves. Every 6 months to a year, you should be getting your blood work. Your blood is the road map for your body. People go to these stores and they take all these supplements, but your body may not need them. Also, too, things like your cortisol levels, which are bad stress, your adrenals, your thyroid could be off. And people wondering, why can't I lose weight? One of the best things is actually to know your body by getting your blood work done, and also get a physical every year, because as we age, our body changes, and we really want to make the right choices with the vitamins, the supplements, and also too with what we eat. Deborah, what do you got for me?
Well, along those lines, Jay, of vitamins and supplements, I'm going to talk about tasting the rainbow, and I'm not talking about Skittles. I'm talking about fruits and veggies, which are chock full of colors, and all those colors come from something called phytochemicals. Phytochemicals are part of the fruits and the vegetable that give it those bright, vibrant colors, and these phytochemicals actually work together with the vitamins, the minerals, the fibers, and the fruits and the veggies, and that's what helps to promote health and actually can prevent disease. Studies have shown this. So this is why supplements many times are not useful, because you're looking at the whole fruit, the whole vegetable. All these things work together. Again, it's the phytochemicals with the vitamins, with the minerals, with the fiber. So to pull out just one part of the fruit or the veggie doesn't really do it justice, essentially. So sadly enough, most Americans don't eat enough fruits and veggies. We know this. So what I want everyone out there to try is, for a couple of weeks, I want you to stop counting calories, and I want you to count colors. again, these phytochemicals give the colors to the fruits and the veggies. So I want you to count your colors, the reds, the yellows, the greens, the purples, the blues. These are all, and the oranges, these are all important, important colors to get in your diet. So stop the calorie counting and count your colors.
I like that. I like that. So no more Skittles, implement the fruits. Another thing that we really should think about is protecting the skin, along the line of our body to protect the skin. We always think about putting on sunscreen when we head to the beach or even walking around, say, the city or the backyard. But people forget to put on skin protection when they're heading on the plane. Studies have shown that flight attendants and pilots are at one of the highest risks of skin cancer. And people who are frequent flyers, business travelers, listen up. Be sure to coat your skin with UV, high UV protected skin protection each and every time you are traveling, because you are running the risk. Those UV rays can penetrate those windows. And if you ever notice, a lot of the flight attendants, their skin looks so dry. And I'm not even talking about the air. I'm talking about the effects of the sun. So before you board your next flight, make sure you put on protection on your skin. Deborah, what do you have for me?
I got one about eating slowly. So this is one little thing that you can do in your life that has a huge impact, Jay, just by concentrating on eating slowly. I talk about this to my patients all the time. It's so important. Couple tricks for this. Try using chopsticks or even eat with your opposite hand, because people really have a hard time with this. I think we're all in such a rush and we tend to eat so fast. But eating slowly actually improves your digestion. Think about where digestion starts. It's in your mouth. We're chewing, the saliva is in there. If we're eating too fast, this actually, you know, it really prevents that first place of digestion to occur. It also gives your body time to feel full. So obviously with weight loss, we're always talking about portion control. But if you're eating fast, there's really no way for you to tell when you've had enough, until it's too late, really. So one simple thing that everyone can do is next time you sit down to eat, pay attention. Put the fork down between bites, chew your food, taste it, enjoy it.
I like that, because it's a good way, too, that people can not have to say, I'm eating healthy. They can simply just switch hands. It's a nice, discreet way where you're not feeling like, hey, look at me, I'm on a diet. By switching the hands, you'll slow down the amount of food you're putting in, and it's going to help with digestion. I got one more for you, Deborah. Lie in bed an extra minute and take your heart rate. See, a lot of people don't know what their resting heart rate is. So everybody that's listening, before you get out of bed tomorrow, take 1 minute, take your pulse either at your neck or at your wrist, and get an idea of what your heart rate. Because studies have shown between 60 and 80 beats per minute is what the average adult beats per minute has. And studies are also showing that over 70 beats increases your risk of heart disease. So what we have to then know, our resting heart rate is a good indicator for what could be going on in our body that we are not even aware of. So take it, start exercising, and as Deborah mentioned, start eating healthy. Deborah, one more. We got time for one more.
One more is drinking your green tea and your chamomile tea. I'm a big fan of chamomile tea. It's relaxing. Again, helps us to get that sleep at night. And green tea, we always hear about this. Not only good for our immune system, but studies have shown that it can actually prevent rheumatoid arthritis as well.
Deborah, these are great tips, from eating the rainbow to staying in bed. And I really like that one that people take home with them is switching either the chopsticks, which is great because you do that right at home with your family, but also to switching to your non-dominant hand whenever you're eating out or enjoying a meal with the family. Deborah, it's always a pleasure having you, and have a wonderful day. To learn more about your body is your roadmap, you can always go to my radio show page at radiomd.com. Until next time, I'm Jay Cardiello, sharing my wellness strategies for helping you get off the scale right here on Radio MD. Stay well.